The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
We're News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
Tom Smith receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning. I wonder who's up and ready this morning here. And I'm so excited that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. It's a good day to start in a positive way. And I know it's early, but the world's Tom. There's
I
like,
got up at 3:30. It is not early.
It is not early.
No,
I know.
No, no,
you,
no.
I think
underway.
He's like you go all the time. I have to tell you. Well, I'm really excited. We've got a full studio here today. And I do want to give out our phone number because we've got lots and lots to give away here on AM 1590, and that is KVTA. That's our news station. We're full here. We've got Dr. Curtis Perry. And Dr. Perry is a plastic surgeon, an amazing sculptor, and he's located right here in Agora. And I've got Sandy Balassi. And Corey Backinson, and they're both joining us too today talking about plastic surgery. And you know me, I always invite different people on to really get the real story, the questions that maybe we're all a little nervous to ask. I'm not really, I'm a hair therapist, but I want to know, you know, what's right for all of us. And Dr. Curtis Perry is going to be talking to us a little bit about that. Of course, joining me today is my husband, who, you know, I don't know if any of you know this, but he is a general contractor. And so I thought, you know, we might ask a couple questions if anybody out there has a contracting problem or project or, you know, anything that you need that you don't live in. And basically, he's a commercial contractor. We would love to help you with that, too. Also, of course, on our board is Tom Spence, and he's going to be joining us in our conversations today, too. So I'm really excited to get started. Our first guest is going to be Dr. Dennis Burke, and Dr. Dennis Burke is a success consultant with Life Success, and I'm really excited because we're going to talk about our life's purposes, and procrastination, why so many of us actually, you know, put off our lives. And I don't know about any of you in here, but that's something I'll do it tomorrow. And I'm all about doing it today. And I hope that you are going to join us today. Also, we're going to talk to Suzanne Laundry, and she is the fresh food chef. And she's actually out here. And so I'm really excited to talk to her about how recipes actually inspire us to be healthier. So we're talking about looking good, feeling good, and doing good. And I'm really excited that you're joining me here. Again, I want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show, you can listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and also on Twitter, and also on iTunes. So I know, let's just see who's awake right now. Tom, I know you got that itch in you. What do we want to give away? Let's start off right now.
I think we should roll it out with California Strawberry Festival. Huge show. They get about 50,000 people out to that. It's a big celebration here, and we do have it May 18th, May 19th. We have two tickets for the Strawberry Festival. I think it's way up, like 30th annual.
Yeah, 30th annual. It is the 30th annual. And you know what? They have like a band that they're, I think it's in the next couple of weeks. I'll be posting it on my Facebook. But they're going to have a bunch of different local bands to see who's really going to play there. And
yes, they're going to jam.
Yeah, it's totally cool. So 805-650-1590. That's 805-650-1590. And let's see who's awake out there.
Yeah, early risers, give us a call here, 650-1590 to KVTA. We got a pair for the California Strawberry Festival, and it is the 30th anniversary. Got a couple of tickets for you right now. Give us a call, 650-1590 to KVTA. Kim Pagano Show. Wake up, and let's start off your Saturday with a very nice prize.
There you go. And also, we've got, we've got a lot more. I've got Waypoint Cafe breakfast or lunch for two. My husband and I actually, last week we left to go over there. It's a great breakfast right there at the airport. So we got lots happening here, and I'm so glad that you're joining us. You know what? Well, how is everybody doing today?
Great.
All right. So, Dr. Curtis Perry, I'm really excited that you're going to be here and talking to us a little bit about knowledge about plastic surgery. I have to be honest, it's always kind of been something that scares me a little bit after I've had four C-sections. You know, I figure, gosh, do I want to go under again? But you've actually told me, you know, that it's just gotten so much easier and so much better.
In many ways, there's been a lot of minimal procedures, first of all, that have taken over from more traditional, more aggressive surgery. The other thing is, even the more traditional surgeries have become easier to do and can much quicker recovery and with really minimal discomfort now for many things.
So I'm really excited because I want to, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about fat transfer. I mean, that's one of your specialties, right?
Yes.
And body lift. I mean, I can't believe there's a body lift. I mean, it's just a tummy tuck, breast augmentation, facelift, Botox, peels. In fact, you've actually brought some giveaways with you, and I'm really excited because what we're going to do is start taking names, because if anybody has been putting this off, Botox, right? I know that's just something simple, but it's a huge procedure that you're going to do. So I thank you so much for giving it away on our show. Tom, can you explain a little bit about that? And what we're going to do is really just kind of put it out there. We're going to take names and talk about it, and then we'll pick a name at the end of the show.
Yes, it is the $500 value on this fabulous procedure, the treatment of Botox. What I like is I learned something.
What was it?
I learned a new body part.
There you go.
The glabella.
The glabella.
I love it when
okay.
I can learn a new body part.
I know.
I shall touch my wife's glabella this evening.
Sounds, you know, okay.
That's hot.
So what is that?
Totally hot. It's you know whenever you're really concerned, you pinch that part right between
when
your
you
eyeballs.
Look mad all the time.
Yeah, when you've got that thing and you're a little furrowed,
yeah.
It's right in the center, right between the brows.
There you go.
Yeah, and you have your glabella. And this is, Botox is fabulous.
You know, it's interesting because you see people and you wonder how come they look not tired anymore, right? Is that kind of the feeling
yes.
that you get?
Well, that's what you want to do. You don't want to be frozen. You want to look relaxed. You want to take away that it was mentioned that you get that furrowed look when you're tense or worried. And a lot of people carry that tension all the time. And their muscles are really contracting all the time. And what Botox and another new agent, Dysport, which does the same thing, what they do is they relax those muscles. Mm. And done properly, people look more awake, less angry, get a little bit of a lift to the brow, just a little more open eye that just looks a lot nicer.
I have to tell you, you know, I've been searching for a plastic surgeon, and Dr. Curtis Perry is right here located in Agora, so you don't have to drive a long way. That's the one thing. But what I love about the way you do it is very natural. And being a hair therapist, you know, you see all these women and men. I mean, you know, Tom, there's a lot of men that do this too, right? But, you know, I don't want to look fake. I want to just look enhanced, and I love that. You know, Corey and Sandy in the studio right here are both, you know, they've had work done, right? And it's interesting
yes.
when you say they've had work done, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. So what I do want to do is open up our lines, and let's just get as many names. And this is open to men, too, believe me, right? Do a lot of men come in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So does it hurt?
Well, Botox, right now we use a microneedle, a little vibrator that actually distracts the nerves, and most people are painless.
Okay.
And so it's very easy if it's done properly.
Okay, I'm excited. 805-650-1590, and you're going to talk to Tom. And you know what? Get your name in there. If you know, go in for a consultation, but this is an actual a procedure that you can go have done from the Kim Pagano Show. Let's welcome our first guest, and Dr. Dennis Burke, and he is a certified business success consultant with Life Success. And, you know, I was talking to him briefly yesterday, and I was so excited. He already got me all excited about changing our habits, the habits that kind of bring us down and hold us back. So, Dr. Burke, are you there?
I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Thank you for joining us so early.
No problem. It's about, 10 after 9 in Florida?
Oh, there you go. So are you an early bird, first of all?
Yeah, about 5:30.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So, you know what, one of the things that caught me, which I really want to remember, is that there's 1,440 minutes every day. And I love that you put that. We all have the same amount of minutes every single day, right?
That's correct.
Why do we put things off? Why do we say we don't have enough time and stuff like that?
The reason that we put things off is because we deal with so much uncertainty in our own lives, and we are not necessarily the greatest at making decisions. And we also live with a lot of fear and a lot of conditioning and control from others.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, you talk about that many people suffer from procrastination mania. I never heard of that before.
I do.
Yeah, you do?
Most definitely. Why do today what you could put off till tomorrow?
Okay. And I'm all about today. My kids might have that. But so, Dr. Burke, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've altered your beliefs and others.
Well, you probably know from my story, I grew up in Ireland. I came to New York in 1986. I spent most of my time in America living in Atlanta, Georgia, but only the last few years living in Florida. And I've had a lifetime passion to help people and inspire people. And so I got down here and studied for years and years and years. But in the last 2 years specifically, I got involved with Bob Proctor. I started to study about the mind. And the things I learned about the mind kind of blew me away, because I didn't realize that our mind is what rules our body, and that's what, for the most part, guides our life. And once I got to understand the functioning of the mind and studied it intensely, then I was able to take control of issues I was having in my own life in the area of habits, habits being one of the biggest things that rule people's lives, the other area being a procrastination and decision-making and setting goals, defining a purpose, because we all need to fully understand, A, who we are, and B, what our purpose is in this life while we're here, what we're supposed to be doing, and then have goals that go along with achieving that purpose.
And that all sounds great to me, but I have 4 children. We have a couple businesses. My husband's in here, in fact, and joining me this morning, because we barely have a lot of time together. So I'm so glad that he's in here with us. But sometimes it just gets so overwhelming. How do you keep on track and remember where your life purpose is?
Well, I guess you have to figure out a way to sit down and write it out. Write out the things that you want most in your life. And you have to figure out a way to identify the highest priorities for you personally, for your spouse, and for your kids, what is important for them, what you believe is important for them. There's almost a triage of different purposes and goals going on at the same time. But essentially, like I said, you have to write it all down, and you have to put it in an order and a sequence. You have long-range goals, and you have short-range goals. And you have basically simple tasks week in and week out to help you get to those goals that you want.
Now, do people come to you to help you or with help achieving their goals? Is that something that you do?
Yes, that's one of the things that I really enjoy helping people with.
So you kind of help them if they're, if they hit a block. And you kind of go through let me do this. Let's open up our lines at 805-650-1590. And if anybody out there just has something that they're blocked in and they're trying to, get on track again. That's what this show's all about. I love, you know, that's what I do every single day. I feel like I try to get my life on track and then life changes. I mean, how do you work through that, Dr. Burke?
Well, you're just hitting the nail on the head. Most people are in a reactive state of life. They're responding to everything that's happening to them, that surrounds them, whatever it is that's going on in the news or whatever experience they're having on their job or in their business. They're reacting to that every day instead of stepping substantially back from that and making a list of the things that are of most critical importance to you and mostly working from your mind. In other words, taking charge of your mind and how to control the world that is around you on the exterior of you. And so you have to manage from inside out rather than from the outside in.
I love it. Okay, I love it. And anybody just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm really excited that you are here with us and that you are an early bird. That's what this is all about, is waking up and getting your most, taking every last minute to make your life precious. Joining us in our studio today is Dr. Curtis Perry, and he's our plastic surgeon. We're going to be talking with him. We do have a drawing going on and for Botox right now. If you have kind of put something off and you want to look a little bit easier and better and more natural, give us a call here at 805-650-1590. We have Brenda on the line. And Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Long time no talk.
Yeah.
How are you? Thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. What's your question?
Well, I have this pattern of when I start doing something or I've got some ideas and I want to get this done or that done, and I kind of start off in a moderate pace, but as the day goes on, I start accelerating almost like a train. You know, the train starts slowly, but then it goes faster, faster, faster. And then my mind is racing, and I'm thinking, should I go this way or that way? Or should I, you know, I.
So you get off track, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Burke, can you help her with that? I think a lot of us.
I didn't quite hear the question.
She gets off track. She starts off really good in the morning, which we all do, and then all of a sudden, you know, life starts happening, basically, right, Brenda?
Yes, and I started thinking, I try to do three things at once, and I know that's impossible, but it's a pattern that I haven't been able to break. I'd like to have a tip.
There you go. So how can you give her a tip on that, Dr. Burke?
Sure. What I would suggest to do is to write out the six most important things that need to get done for the day, and then prioritize those, you know, in order of 1 to 6. In other words, not create a list of 20 things or 30 things to do, just a little short list of 6 things.
And
then just take the hardest one the one you don't like doing, take that one first. And then the next hardest one, take that and do that second. And wait till the 4th, 5th, and 6th you started doing the tasks or the ones that you enjoy doing better or the most. That would be my suggestion.
So stay on target, Brenda. And, you know, I used to say this before on my morning show, is I write 5 things down. 4 are things that you need to get done that day, and 1 is that the thing that you really don't really want to get done, but you stick it on your list and you keep conquering. It's kind of like chipping away at a mountain, and that's how I pretty much live my life. So, you know, kind of along the lines. Thank you so much, Brenda, for calling. Corey, you had a question?
I did. I actually had a question for Dr. Burke because I know that when I procrastinate, it's normally because something scares or frightens me.
Fear it's procrastination.
It's definitely fear-based, something maybe to do with a bill that I don't want to have to sit down and write out that day, something that frightens me that I'm not comfortable with. And I think that plays into, obviously, I'm not going to procrastinate going shopping or
something
that I take pleasure in as much as something that's fear-based.
Dr. Burke, is that's pretty normal, right? I mean, is that one of the biggest things that hold us back?
Yes. The two things that motivate people in all walks of life are pain or pleasure.
Mm.
Most people gravitate substantially more toward the pleasure part.
I know
doing
I do.
The things they like doing, the things that are fun, the things that make them feel good. And they less like doing the things that are boring, maybe, or what they consider, what might consider painful, or not that interesting to them. And you know, going to the mall, obviously, and shopping for a lot of people is fun. Doing your taxes is not fun.
Right. Yeah, and even, you know, I mean, even if you have to go shopping, that might be fun for you, but then when you're pressured and you have to find something, then it's not fun again.
Right.
I mean, isn't that true?
Definitely.
So could you give us, I know that you're limited on your time this morning, and I want to have you back because you got me so excited about all the different things that you are living and talking about, and so I'm really excited to have you back. But give us steps to take control of our lives.
Step number one would be to decide what you want to do. You know, a lot of people don't know really what it is they want in their life, from their life. And so you need to decide what you want to do. Once you decide what you want to do, you need to create a plan how to do that, step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be truly grounded in your purpose, whatever that purpose is for you in your case. I mean, there would be the main things, and they would be the reasons why people drift off course, because they don't have a purpose, they don't have any plans, and they just really don't have that much direction. They have no goals about anything they want to do. And these are vital in order to be able to move forward and succeed and enjoy and live the full life that you want to live.
I love it. I love it. Did you want to say something? Okay, so, you know, where do we find more about you?
Oh. You can go to www.minddestiny.com.
Okay. You know, Dr. Burke, we actually who do we have on the line?
We have Sandy with one more question this morning.
Okay, Sandy, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a first-time listener?
No, long time.
Oh.
But I'm glad you're at this morning time now.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. All right. So what is your question?
I just want to know what his thoughts are on with someone when they have a lifetime weight loss issue.
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of us, I have to tell you.
That's a life plan.
Yeah. Dr. Burke, what's your thought on that?
Didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Weight, if a lifetime weight problem or you know, plan.
Okay, well, first and foremost, weight loss, the whole business of weight and people being overweight is just a manifestation of people's issues that they have in their mind, there's stuff going on with them beyond the fact that the weight, they have weight in their body. And so you have to decide and figure out whatever worries, troubles, or issues that you have in your life personally. And then you see the eating of the food is just a way to appease the pain or the feelings or the lack of fulfillment that you feel. And then the weight is just a manifestation of all of that. So what I would suggest is that a person who has a weight problem, it's very easy to say to them, well, why don't you stop eating? Why don't you get a bicycle or go in the gym and work out? Well, that's not necessarily the answer to someone who has a pattern of eating all the time, because they become addicted to food, and it becomes a habit pattern for them, eating and consuming certain types of food. So I would really just urge them to again, sit down and figure out what it is that's really bothering them, because people have issues in their lives, you know, they're on the emotional mind level state, and they have to decide and have to figure out what's really troubling them, and then from there they can move.
Sandy, is there
a plan?
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and I think so many of us, we bury our problems, and it comes out in a different direction. Sandy, does that seem like something that's going on in your life?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. You know what? You got to honor yourself. And, you know, we are all gifts, each one of us. And I always think that we all come in different shapes and sizes, and we have to honor who we are and the vehicle and the transportation that we got here, and make it our best. Make, you know, really love yourself.
Totally agree.
Thank you. Thank you. And so much for calling. Have a really great day. All right.
Can I just comment and say that I do have a program called Thinking Into Results.
Okay.
It's a 13-week program, and it helps people to organize their goals, define their purpose, whatever their situation is, whether it's obesity or whether it's an issue with tension or whatever. I have a program, like I said, that can help people over a 13-week step-by-step process, consultant guided. So therefore, they're not on their own. They're not just trying to figure all this out. I help them.
I love it. Dr. Dennis Burke, I'm going to have you back because I would love to talk to you further about that. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1590. And again, my show's at 2 to 3 this afternoon on the same channel, so I'd love to talk to you. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Dr. Curtis Perry and find out a little bit more about plastic surgeon. Thank you so much.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new
Debbie,
day.
Debbie, wow, you
it's
look
a new
great.
Life.
What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with, and our students do.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for everybody's phone calls. And again, we are going to be talking with Dr. Curtis Perry right now and some of his ladies from his staff and a patient that he brought in. You know, that's what it's all about, is I'm learning. This is like school on air. And if you have a question, I'd love to hear from you at 805-650-1590. And again, 805-650-1590. We got Tom here, and he'll answer and you know, ask us a good question. Tom, what are we giving away today, too?
Today's the big prize. It's huge. Treatment of Botox. This is a $500 value, and that includes forehead, eyes, the glabella, and that's right between your eyebrows. So this is a fantastic treatment, and we will be taking names this morning via Facebook and also on the air. So give me a call right now, 650-1590, and we will randomly pick one of the callers, one of the Facebookers, and that is how you will win this fabulous treatment. $500 value. Get the Botox and do it right now. 650-1590. Call me up and I'll write down your name and you could be a winner.
There you go. And, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's a very natural. That's why I have Dr. Curtis Perry on the line. It's very natural. I want you to know that. So Dr. Perry, tell us a little bit about, you know, summer's coming about. That's kind of one of the things. It's always that mad rush. My husband and I have actually, congratulations to my second daughter. We've got two daughters that are getting married, okay?
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we are all about getting in shape. And, yeah. You know, I mean, but there's a lot of easier ways to do it nowadays, right? And so I've always been a little nervous, but since I've met you, you kind of take that little scare out of there. So there's a lot of new procedures, and you talk about, moving fat and replacing fat. Talk to us a little bit about.
Well, there's a couple of things that have really blossomed in the last few years, and one of those is fat transfer procedures, where we're taking fat from places we don't want and putting it into places like maybe the buttock region to give a little enhancement there, or in the face area to replace the volume that we lost when we were younger. Much of the aging process is losing volume in our face. And unfortunately, I tell patients that fat's a little bit like hair. The few places we want to keep it, we lose it, and all the places we don't want it, we get it.
This is so true. Thank you very much.
So what we want to do is kind of reverse that process and do the ultimate of recycling and put it in places where we want. And the beauty of that is that material is completely natural. It's you. You're not going to be allergic to it. You're not going to react to it. And once the transferred fat's in place, it's going to be completely natural feeling, and it's going to be just like any graft, for instance, like a hair graft, where once it heals in, it will be there and just part of you, and there's no foreign object to feel, and it's going to feel natural. The other thing is that these procedures are really very minimal procedures done through just a very tiny opening that really not an incision, that really allows us to do a lot of these procedures simply under local or with just minimal sedation.
Which is the big thing. I mean, anesthesia, right? That's a lot of that's what scares me. But, excuse me, if you can do this under local, that's half the battle right there.
Yes, and some people like the idea of being local. Some people are still kind of skittish of things. So what we do is we can also offer a very nice sedation where people are really in bye-bye land. And so for those people, so we're very happy to cater to either person, whichever. Because some people are more afraid of the anesthesia, and other people are very afraid of just being aware of anything. So it's easy to do either way with that procedure. That's the beauty of it.
Talk to us about liposuction. Now, is that only like in your thighs or?
Well, basically, liposuction is anywhere you have unwanted bulges. It's really a cosmetic procedure, body contouring procedure that will take the areas that you don't like and significantly reduce them. You talked about everybody's health conscious and working out. And the point is that so many people come in who are working out and they say that no matter how hard I work out, I still have this bulge here. And that's where liposuction comes in. It's not a substitute for a healthy diet or exercising. We need that, and that's very important. What it is it's a very good adjunct to go along with that. And you don't have to be ideal weight either. You can come in if you're going to be needing to lose some pounds, but you still have these bad areas, we can reduce those, and then people will see fat come off the other areas as they lose weight.
So it can help
better.
You in a diet.
Yes, it can definitely help.
So you don't have to get your ultimate weight to start off with.
Not necessarily. No. And what it is, but again, you have to view it as an adjunct to working out and part of the whole process. It can't be everything. You can't say, oh, I had liposuction and now my pants fit better, or I can get into that skirt or whatever, so now I can just eat again. No, that's not going to happen, because as Carl Sagan would have said, you have billions and billions of fat cells all over your body, and they're more than happy to take those excess calories and absorb them and put on fat in other areas of the body, so we don't want that.
You know, I just want to give out our phone number here, 805-650-1590. We're talking with Dr. Curtis Perry in our studio here, and we're talking. He's a cosmetic surgeon, also an award-winning sculptor. I think that's really important because you have an eye for beauty, and I think that that's one of your gifts. And then you've taken it on to our bodies. I do want to open up if anybody has a question that maybe they don't want to go into the office and they just, they want to know a little bit more about it. What I want to know is, how is liposuction done?
Well, basically, liposuction is a very simple procedure. There have been a lot of different devices added to it, but they've really, to try to make it better, but a lot of times they end up making it more complicated and adding problems. I find that using a micro cannula, a very small cannula that's very precise, and doing anesthesia throughout the whole area really minimizes the bruising. People are back at work in just a couple of days.
Oh, really? Usually. So it's okay.
And strenuous exercise and activity, again, advance a little slower by the end of the week, maybe somewhere between a week and 2 weeks, get back to exercising. And again, it depends on the individual.
Do a lot of men get it too?
Oh, yes. Obviously, those problem areas, both men and women share the love handles. And then obviously guys want the abs. And another big area is the male breast, where men, as they get a little older, or maybe they've had some weight younger, and you have those breasts. And I had a guy come in his 60s, and he says, "Hey, Doc, I don't really care about all this cosmetic stuff. I'm just tired of those get a bra jokes when I take my shirt off."
Oh,
And if you've been conscious of that, you can have liposuction. There's no incisions. There's no telltale scars. You don't know it done, and you'll just have a much nicer look. So that's a big factor for men who are self-conscious. And even men who aren't really into cosmetic surgery, or say they aren't, that's an area that really bothers them. And liposuction can really help with that.
Tom and I were talking about this last week when I told him that you were going to be coming in. And we were talking about everybody gets tattoos now, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's
everybody gets a tat.
That's like a given.
I've got 18.
Sure. Okay. But here's my question is, why are people still reluctant to go have surgery when everybody has a tat? It's kind of that same feeling of, you know, right?
Well, liposuction, even on patients who are awake and using local anesthesia, is far less painful. I mean, it's minimal compared to getting a tattoo. A tattoo is really so, and so many people have tattoos.
Tom, we have a phone call.
Pam has a question for the doctor.
Pam, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Great. Are you a first-time listener?
No, long time, but I'm glad you're on at this time.
Good. Thank you for being up.
Me.
All right. I love it. All my listeners are early birds. Okay. Uh-huh. What's your question?
I just have a question. How does he treat under your eyes? Like, I have high cheekbones, but I have these little fat pads, so it makes it look like I have my eyes are really tired because of the little fat pads that you have right there?
That's a very common issue. And
good question.
Did you have the fat pads all of your life, or have they really developed just in the last few years?
As far back as I can remember, I've had them.
All right. Okay. Basically, there's two ways to approach that. One is we make a very small incision behind the lower eyelid, and just a little opening, and that fat will pop out, and we just take whatever pops out and removes that, and that will take that bulge down a lot. And that's very effective if the primary reason is just really predominance of bulging of that fat. The other thing that happens is with time, as I mentioned earlier, we lose volume in our face, and one of those places is around the eyes, around the upper cheek. Right where the orbital rim, the bone of the orbit, it will thin out. And as that thins out, it will appear that the fat that's up in the eye area is bulging forward, when in fact we're actually losing volume behind that or around it. And so you can look at your high school yearbook picture and see what kind of volume you had back then, and see where you are now. And remember, most of the time, I'll guarantee you that the face has shrunk, that the volume has lost. And so a lot of times we don't do that minimal procedure. We just add volume carefully around the eye into the cheek area and back into the temple area. And that gives a very nice natural lift and a very nice natural look.
Is that a really mild procedure?
Yes, again, that's not a non-surgical procedure.
Oh,
And the other option is that there's even quickies where we can use synthetic materials like the hyaluronic acids, like Restylane is my favorite. That's just a walk-in office procedure, and we'll inject that area where right at the rim where people are having that minimized bulge. That minimal loss, and contour that in so it smooths it out down into the cheek, so that you go from the lash line becomes one curve all the way down the cheek instead of that two or three curves.
Wow. Was that helpful?
Very nice.
Oh,
yes,
good. You know what? Give out your address again.
We're at 28222 Agora Road, Suite 101, big sign, Cosmetic Surgery Center, right above the building, or above the door. And my website is asculptedyou.com. You can also see some of my sculptures on the site.
Yeah, there you go. And Pam, did you put your name in for the contest?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, stay on the line so we can get your name on the contest. Thank you so much. I hope that helped
you. Thank you. Yes,
all right. You know what we're going to do? Tom, you want to? Let's give something away.
Yeah, let's do this great certificate for Allure Fish House and Oyster Bar. It is fantastic. Kim gave me that for Christmas.
There you go.
And it was
it's
good.
One of my favorite places, so I knew that, yeah.
Everything from the service to the fun, it's a blast, and it's great food. So I will take caller 10.
Perfect.
Caller 10 to Allure Fish House Oyster Bar, and we have the certificate for you right now. 650-1590 to KVTA and the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
For all your personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed. Or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment, 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano's show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for so many phone calls. In fact, you know what I'm going to do right now? Let's give away one more thing. We do have this $500 Botox that we are giving away. Dr. Curtis Perry was so nice to bring it. And really, you know, it's just such a mild thing. Get your name in for that at 650-1590. But I'm going to give away, you know, let's give away breakfast or lunch at the Way Cafe, Waypoint Cafe over here at Camarillo Airport. Right now, we'll take caller number 6 at 650-1590, and our lines are lighting up right now. Let's bring our next guest on, Suzanne Laundry, and her book is The Passionate Vegetable. And you're actually out here in Ventura, right?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
Thank you so much for being up early with us, too. Are you an early bird? Okay. So you are inspiring health educator, gourmet organic chef for lots of years, and you have taught more than like 10,000 students, right?
Yes, from the East Coast to the West.
There you go. And so how did you get started?
When I was 28 years old, my children had chronic health problems, and I couldn't get any answers from the medical doctors.
So we
then more prescription.
Yeah, so you found out yourself how to do it.
I did. I learned how to do it myself, and not to medicate them.
Right.
Medicate them, but change our diet, and it was a drastic change in our health. I had an ovarian cyst that dissolved after 6 months of changing my diet to a more vegan diet at that time. And I'm not vegan now, but we were vegan for about 12 years, and it was my kids thrived on it, and I took them off of dairy food, and they're 6'4", 6'3", and 6'1". I've got 3 boys.
Oh, my gosh. I've got 4 kids myself. So,
yeah.
You know, I know that you are a renowned Kushi Institute. What is that?
Michio Kushi started a school in macrobiotics on the East Coast in Boston, and I studied with him and worked for him for several years. So my background in cooking originally was not a cooking school, not your typical culinary school. It was more cooking for healing, and I wanted to learn about how food affects our health, and so I got some of my studies there.
That is so interesting to me. I mean, that was one of the things. One, you're a native here in our hometown, Ventura, which I love that, but I love your book, and it's all about really healthy eating. So what are the best vegetables we should be eating?
Well, we've got to eat the rainbow. That's the most important part when we're choosing vegetables. So you want to do your red vegetables because they're going to have a lot of the lycopene in them, and that would be, say, tomatoes and red peppers, beets and radishes, strawberries, cranberries, watermelon, things like that, raspberries, of course. You want to eat some orange and yellow fruits. They're high in beta-carotene. They're high in the antioxidants and vitamins, phytonutrients that help to fight cancer. That would include mangoes and oranges, peaches, winter squash, corn, sweet potatoes, carrots.
Now, do they have to be organic?
No, when I raised my kids back east, there was no, this is like 35 years ago, there was not organic available. There was maybe apples and oranges I can get in a health food store. I could get beans and rice maybe organically, but certainly not any fresh produce. And they turned out fine. Now, that was 30 years ago. We are spraying a whole lot more than with the threat of genetic modification in a lot of our foods. 90% of our corn, soy, and cotton are genetically modified, and canola as well. So that's a problem. Today, I would lean definitely toward organic produce if I could get it. But when I go to the farmer's market, I choose organic, and then I go to the other farm stands.
And I
because
love
it's the small farm stands, Kim, that don't have to spray heavily.
It's
the bigger guys. It's the guy that's growing 1,000 acres of broccoli that has a pest problem, and so it necessitates him spraying. It's not the little guy that has that's in Ventura or you know Ventura County that's growing maybe 10 acres, and he's growing 10 different vegetables or 10 different items on that 10 acres.
Oh, that's really interesting. You know, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Remember, again, we'll be back on at 2 to 3. And, in fact, Tom and I talked to a couple of really amazing ladies that we're going to have on then. But we're talking with Suzanne Landry right now, and her book is The Passionate Vegetable. We've got Dr. Curtis Perry in here, our plastic surgeon. We are giving away a $500 value of Botox. It's just a mild procedure. You're going to kind of figure out how he does his stuff. He's very natural, and I'd love you to join him. So definitely give us a call at 650-1590 so you can get your name in for that. Or you can also go on my Facebook at Kim Pagano Show and post there and like our page, share our page, and get your name in for this contest. And, you know, even if it's not you, your husband, somebody you know, it's gonna really add value to their lives. So, Suzanne, Corey, did you have a question?
Well, actually, I did. Hi, Suzanne. Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is this. As a mom, you want to give your kids things that are considered, you know, more health conscious. I know this is a layman's question, but I have two questions, actually. First of all, what is it that makes something organic? Because that just confuses me. And number two, why is it so expensive to eat organic? I know that it's like triple the cost of something that isn't organic, but you feel guilty not buying organic. And I was hoping maybe you could clarify that for me.
Those are really good questions. So it depends on what the product is. There are many things that I get that are equally priced, conventional and organic. It mm-hmm. depends on the availability. It's all about supply and demand and everything, right?
Right.
So the more people buy organic, the more farmers are going, hey, wait a minute, I can make a little more money if I grow organic, so mm-hmm. the farms will be converted to organic, and the more organic growers we have, then the more competition there is, and probably the price comes down. Let me explain the labeling to begin with. Mm-hmm. The FDA set standards for organic several years ago, and it was modeled after the California organic standards. But honestly, it's being eroded. A lot of the big companies that see that the organic industry is growing by leaps and bounds, faster than the computer industry, which was the biggest growing industry for years, they want to get into the act, so they're using their lobbyists to try to lower the standards of organic farming and to erode them. There are even some states that allow GMO seeds in their organic standards. Now, that's not a federal regulation. Federal organic standards say you cannot use genetically modified seeds if you're going to label yourself organic. So what it means is they can't use pesticides and herbicides. They can use approved that are natural. There are some things that are pesticides, but they're natural. They're not chemicals. They can't use GMO seeds. It depends on whether we're talking about chicken or whether we're talking about broccoli. When it comes to the animal industry, natural doesn't really mean anything at all. It means that they can't process the chicken or the turkey after they have slaughtered it. So in other words, a turkey that's injected with fat underneath the skin to make it a golden brown when it's roasted cannot be considered natural because it's gone through some processing.
Suzanne,
but a chicken that was given, yeah.
Go ahead. You know, we're almost done with our show, and I appreciate that. You know, I just have a couple questions that I really want to ask you. Now, do you have your own garden?
I do not. I'm in a townhouse.
Oh, you know what? I just saw, and I mean, even in a townhouse, I want to just tell my listeners about this. You could actually have a salad in a pot. I mean, I just saw that we were at a natural health, you know, little seminar, and they did every kind of lettuce in a little pot. And you go in
a tower garden.
Yes.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Oh my gosh! Well, I just saw that. In fact, I'm going to have her on my show.
Oh,
but
great.
But this was not only that. This was actually just, you know, like a plastic pot or you know, one of those pots, like a, you know, what do you call it? A garden pot, yeah. And you just plant like arugula and lettuce and, you know, all the different ones. And, oh, my God, you could have it on your own patio right there.
Yeah, it only takes about 5 foot space up the tower garden that I'm talking about.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was so excited about that. So, and that one you could grow all the different herbs and stuff. So if you could, you know, sum it up, what is the most important vegetable to be eating?
Kale is really on the top of the list.
Okay. That is the new hot thing right now.
It is.
Yeah.
It has got more vitamins and minerals. It's very nutrient dense than just about anything you put in your mouth.
Okay.
And there's great recipes out right now. I have several of them.
Okay. Where do we find you?
SuzanneLandry.com is my blog, or Health and the Fresh. Good gracious.
And you've
got so many websites in my head.
Okay. I want to meet you.
Find a cookbook.
There you go. And great book. I love
thank
what you,
you
did. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Gosh, this hour has gone by so fast. And I thank so many of you for calling in and getting your name in. And if you miss any part of our show, I want you to remember that you can always go on my website at KimPaganoShow.com and also Facebook us at Kim Pagano Show. Like us. I love all of my new friends out there. You know, it's funny. You think that, you know, it's just Facebook. But, you know, all of a sudden you come across these people, and it's so exciting to meet them. So I'm really excited. We had tons of winners, right? That's what we do here. We give away stuff, and I love to give back. And also, if you want to be a part of our show, give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And I'd love to, you know, talk about what you're doing in your life right now. Also, Dr. Curtis, give out your, Dr. Curtis Perry, our surgeon, our plastic surgeon, give out your phone number and your address again.
Okay, our phone number is 818-661-0791. The website is asculptedyou.com, and our address is 28222 Agora Road, Agora Hills, and we're in Suite 101, Big Sign, Cosmetic Surgery Center.
What is the hottest thing going on right now in plastic surgery?
I think it's the fat transfer procedure. That's unfortunately, there's a lot of people adopting it who sometimes don't have the
understanding,
expertise, and they don't have the eye to do it properly. But there's also some very good examples also, and we've made a you can make a tremendous effect. Don't look operated, and it's truly something that will really turn the clock back and give a very natural look.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm really excited that you came on. I can't wait for you to come back on. We're going
to
kind of keep talking about different parts of the body. And Sandy and Corey, my husband Lou, for coming in here. Tom on our board here and taking all our calls. I love
and
it.
I can take a couple of more names for the $500 Botox procedure with the doctor. And that includes forehead, eyes, and glabella. 650-1590. I'll put a couple more names on the list, and we'll do the random drawing. 650-1590. I can take callers right now.
Perfect. And also, we've got a wine and food festival coming up. It's always great. I love going to that Sunday, June 2nd. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
We'll
talk to you later.
We're News Talk 1590.
Let's do it.
KVTA.
Ventura Camarillo.